want to welcome Rav Froilich. Big success to have you in the yeshiva. We look forward to learning with you as many days as possible. And that's big success. So the chavod the Rav. As whenever I come back from recruiting in America, I always have a lot in my mind. Many times, because you guys were the people I met with last year. Again, last year was a little different, obviously, being not in person. But I always hear of the dreams. You know, I ask every kid the same question. You know, what are your goals for the next year? And I read many of your essays, which I'm embarrassed to even have, you know, do. But I do. I read the essays also. And they're so interesting to read about the boys, but I don't know them yet. People always ask me, someone asked me today, you know, how was the trip? I don't know. Depends on what happens. We'll see who comes. And even then, I don't know how it did. Depends on who the guys are, how they do. There's a lot of real question marks that only really become clear as the year goes on, and as you meet everyone and you see how the year progresses. I want to share with you a thought, though. In the end of Sheni, in this week's Parsha, Paragraph Hamagim Apostle Gidalef, Diber Hashem al Moshe panim al panim, kashrei diber ish al re'eyu, Hashem speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu face to face, like a person speaks to a friend. Veshavel machaneh, and he returned back to his camp. Umishar so Yoshua ben Nun, nar liyamush mitocha oil, and his misharis, his assistants, whatever you want to call it, helper Yoshua ben Nun. Then he calls him nar, which usually is used as the word the lad. The lad Yoshua ben Nun was his helper. He did not leave the oil of Moshe Rabbeinu. He was constantly with Moshe Rabbeinu. You know how old Yeshua ben Nun was at the time? An approximate guess.
42.
Not a bad guess. It's older. But it's not far. I would guess less. According to Ebenezer, he was 56 years old. 56. The word Nar is that we had this discussion about a Nar back in the day, if you remember, in Rosh Hashanah time. Especially with Nar, the word Nar appeared in the three different lanes we mentioned in Rosh Hashanah time. One was Yishmael, who was like a teenager, which is really what you think a Nar would be. One was, who else we have, remember? The other Nars we had.
Yes, Yitzchak.
What's that? Yitzchak was not a Nar? Oh, he was a Nar. Yeah. How old was he, remember?
47.
What did you say? 37. And then we had, the last Nar we had? It was not that context, so it was not, we don't read about Shonen time. But he was called a Nar at some point in his life, it's true. Who was the last Nar we had? We read about, again, like it's not Torah, it's not the Chumash. It's the Navi. It's my hint. Nope. That's Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah time. Rosh Hashanah time, we have a Nar reference of little baby Shmuel. Chana says about her son Shmuel, I'm going to bring the Nar after I finish weaning him. So we discussed this topic before, what the word Nar means. But there's an unbelievable idea. What gave Yoshua ben Nun the title of being the Misharis Moshe Rabbeinu? So if we look in the Mishnah in Avos, the very first Mishnah, it goes through the whole Mesorah that we have. Moshe Kibbel Torah Misinai, Mitzrayim Yoshua. How did Yoshua become the right-hand man of Moshe Rabbeinu? Says Chazal, very simple thing he did, is that he was Misadil Savsalim. Yoshua ben Nun used to go around and he would arrange the chairs, he would go in front and he would make sure the desks were set up properly. That's what gave Yoshua ben Nun the right of being called Moshe's Talmud Levi. An unbelievable thing that he was able to get this title. What's the significance of being a person who helps out? Imagine, you know, you come into the room and you sit and you make sure the tables are all neat and clean and the garbage is thrown away and every table has the right amount of chairs next to it. So now you become the right-hand man of Moshe Rabbeinu. That gives you the right. Where does that come from? And the word Nar is a unique word for such a person who's 56 years old. So I want to go through this point and try to address a little bit more of this topic. So, the Ramban says that anyone who does work for someone else is called a Nar. A Nar usually means like a lad, an assistant. Someone who partners with you. And the reason why being Moshe Rabbeinu's helper, worker, makes him a Talmud Chacham, because there's a very, very famous line in the Gemara. It says, Gadol Shimusho Yoter Min Limudo. Which means you learn more from watching your Rebbe in action than you do from learning Torah from your Rebbe. The Gemara in Brachos quotes this when it describes Elisha being Eliyahu's Talmud. It doesn't describe the Torah he learned. It describes that he used to pour water on his hands. He would service Eliyahu, his Rebbe, and that's how he became his Talmud. Just remind him the heat for a second. It was some back and jet lag a little bit. That's the Rebbe for like it's not in his jacket. I want to make sure he's more comfortable.
Oh, I always have to take a jacket.
So I saw that.
We didn't get to that.
The tie was like a little loose. I noticed it. Okay. I'll tell you a story, a little story, about what it means to watch someone, their personality, and to grow so much, not from the Torah the teacher, not from the way they were darshan out a Rambam, or Machlokes and Rashi and Tosfos, some of you guys are in Bechinas, we'll do that sooner if you haven't done already, but to watching someone in action. There's a story I read one time. I saw this in a Sefer by Rav Pesach Krohn. I don't remember the kid's name, but I'll make it up. It's an English name, so give me throw an English name to me.
Kevin.
Okay, that's not him. Okay, Kevin. It wasn't that, but it was David. It was David. It wasn't really David, but that's the name for now. So David was this guy that every person loves. And he was like the character of the yeshiva. He went to Gates at Yeshiva, he's a character. And he, whenever people would leave the yeshiva at the end of their zman of learning, let's say they have 3 years in yeshiva, and they would leave. So they would have a goodbye party for these students, and David was always tasked with being the one who would give like the goodbye speech to them. And he was funny, witty, and he had his debt was deep, so he would always do it. And then at one time, he was leaving the yeshiva after prayer time, so of course, they had to ask David to speak about himself. He was always a speaker. So he started off the following story. He said, I want to tell you that I'm so makir tov with Rosh Hashiva of Gribbis, who taught us so much Torah, but he goes, but it's not his Torah that I am makir tov for. It's his personality. And it's his mitos. And I want to tell you a story about Rav Gribbis that even he doesn't know yet. So everyone's like, what does that even mean? So the following story. Again, his name was not David, but I forgot his name, so we'll use David as the name. He said, when I first came to yeshiva, it was the 9th grade, and I was like a new guy on campus, no one knew me at all. And for some reason, I became like the butt of everyone's jokes. They were teasing me, they were poking fun at me, and I was having a very hard time. And, at some point, the first 2-3 days, I ran away. I went to the Otzer Sfar, the library. I locked the door. I closed it up. I said, they're running after me, banging the door. Let us in. I'm not letting you in, chaps. Sure enough, after like a quiet minute, another knock on the door. And Dove was like, who is it? And the guy says, there's Shiva. He's like, come give me a break. I'm not falling for that line. I'm not letting you in. You know, leave me alone. 30 seconds pass, knocking the door. Who is it? It's Rosh Hashiva. I need to get into my Otzer Sfar, I need to get safer. And this dove is like, I am done. I locked the yeshiva out of Otzer Sfar, my day 3 in the job, I wouldn't get the door even. That's it, I'm leaving yeshiva, I'm going to pack my bags, right after I get out of this room, I'm going to just head elsewhere, I'm so humiliated and embarrassed. Sure enough, he opens the door, he sees the following thing. Rosh Hashiva sitting like this, eyes covered, so he doesn't look at who's in the room. David snuck past him. Rosh Hashiva, to this day, he says, David says, he didn't know it was me. And had you looked, I would never have been, I would have left. But you are, the mitos that you have, it's something that taught me so much about what it means to be a mensch. Not because you told me, you taught me, you might hear still. That is also true. Because you gave me a chance, you have character. And Yeshua ben Nun, when he was a nar, what he did, forget the Torah he learned, which is also, we'll get that very soon, it's also true. But he learned what it means to be a mensch, what it means to be following Moshe Rabbeinu, watching him struggle with people's problems that he had, to understand the burden that Moshe dealt with on a day-to-day basis of answering questions. We had Parshas Yisro, Yisro had to educate Moshe Rabbeinu, how do you become a leader and take some of the burden off your shoulders? That opportunity that you have to watch in person people, that's the greatest learning you will get in your lifetime, is appreciating and watching them grow, not only the base message, but even more so out of the base message. But there's nothing a Nair has. A Nair is like a dreamer. You have these kids when they're younger, you imagine you have like a 7-year-old kid. What would be when you grew up, little boy? He's like, I want to be a firefighter. I want to be an astronaut. They have these dreams of all they want to be. And then they get to 18. I don't want to be an accountant. Nothing wrong with accountants. I'm going to be an accountant. I want to be a lawyer. It just, this time change. A Nair is someone who's a dreamer. who has wishes and hopes and aspirations. And that was the greatness of Yoshua ben Nun, is that he thought to himself, you know what? I want to attach myself to the Gadol Hador, to the Gadol of Kol Hadoros. I want to be his right-hand man. And that may be the reason why he became a great leader himself, because he really set the bar high. So many people in the world, and I know this from meeting people, I'm sure a friend that can echo the sentiment, had at some point in time had a goal. They kind of like life just took over and they gave up. And they stopped being dreamers. The Kruvim is my focus, the Gemara was lit, but the people had the face of a child. You know where their wings were? It said Porsin Lamala. The child's face, they were driven towards heaven. They're Porsin Lamala. They have such high hopes for themselves. And then life comes. And they get set back. And they stop with their dreams. And they sink into a reality that they just basically give up. They just try to gut it out and get through life. The word nar, what makes a person a leader, Yoshua ben Nun became a leader because he was the nar of Moshe Rabbeinu. Either he sat and he watched Moshe Rabbeinu through life, and he understood what it meant to be someone who took a burden upon themselves and fought for something that he believed in, or because he had a dream, a vision of what it meant to be great. And that's how he became the person he was. It's like an unbelievable story. And some of you may have even seen this in different high schools that you went to. I'm not sure if you have or not, but I know they have this in the Yeshiva of Greater Washington. I was just there davening, and I see it every single year. So the story goes that Rav Gifter, when he was younger, so he was a collector. You know, people are some of the card collectors. So Rav Gifter was a Rebbe picture collector. As a kid, he used to have pictures in his book. He used to have like a photo album. And in it, he would go through, and my son Yechiel has in his room on the wall, he also became like a little Rebbe picture collector. Some of us, I remember when I was, when I Zoom people for interviews, let's see, and one of my students actually asked me this question. I was, not a student, I don't have a student yet, but I was Zooming with a kid just now, he was in Dallas, and I was in Maryland at the time, so I was in my old bedroom where I grew up. And he's looking at my wall behind me, and there's a Zoom, so he sees the wall behind me. Now I lived there since I was 18 years old, since I was in high school, 17 years old. But whatever's on my wall when I left is still there. It's like a museum, like a shrine to me, I guess, at this point in time. Just kidding. But there's one thing that's on the wall that was there when I left. It's like a t-shirt that I don't remember. I think I know what gave it to me. And it's like a New York Knicks shirt. I'm not even a Knicks fan. I don't even know why it's on my wall. But this kid in the background says to me, "What's that shirt on your wall, Rabbi?" I look, I'm like, it's a Knicks. I said, I don't know how I got there. So we're just making everything. I realize, like sometimes in life, you see like something on your wall. It means like when you were younger, you had like a thought about that thing. There were times I learned with a student. I see that. Remember, there's a Talmud of mine, Ron Glasshopper. So during the Zoom, you know, he was in the Yeshiva Shana Aleph when Corona hit, and so all these guys went back to America or Canada or Australia. No, Australia, but in theory would have been, you know, in like post-Purim. So when you zoom, you see their room. You see like where they come from. So he has like a picture of RG3 or from Maryland, Washington. So all these pictures are like the sports. You know where everyone's kind of like what their thoughts were when they were younger. So Rav Gifter didn't have a jersey of his favorite team. He didn't have. He used to collect Rebbe pictures. And one time he's going through with his father the picture where this Rebbe was, what sefer this Rebbe wrote. And then he's turned the page. In the middle, there's an empty page, and he skipped it and kept it going. The Rebbe asks, "What's that picture there? What happened to that picture?" Rav Gifter says, "I'm taking that picture for me one day. I hope maybe my picture will be in an album like this. I'm saving that for me." And he became Rav Gifter, meaning his picture belonged in that album at the end. In the Yeshiva Greater Washington, when you walk into, if you ever walk into the building, by the lockers, there's like a group of like Rebbe pictures, you know, like this we have over here, these pictures. People, so you have a map, you have like a pyramid of pictures. 15 pictures, but in the middle, there's a mirror. And you stand there and look at it. It says on the topic, "Why not you?" And your picture is right across in all the gadolim that are in that picture. Dreamers. A nar is a dreamer. But what are you dreaming about? Are you giving up on your dreams? Were your dreams even dreams to be focused on in the first place? Yoshua ben Nun was a dreamer. He dreamed of the opportunity to be a leader of Claudiusville. And he was a dreamer when he was 56 years old. He was still dreaming about the opportunity. He didn't give up and become an accountant or a dentist, which are great jobs. He was a dreamer the entire way through. He never stopped being a dreamer. And it's so easy for people to stop because life comes and they throw you a curveball here or there. And maybe you never even dreamed the first place about these topics. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz points out that when you see over here, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down the mountain, and Yeshua Ben Nun greets him by the foot of the mountain. And they have this discussion, you know, as he's going, what's that noise I hear? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz points out that Yeshua Ben Nun stayed by the mountain for days until Moshe Rabbeinu came back. Now, the walk from the bottom of the mountain to the camp itself, I don't know how long it was, but it wasn't so far, it doesn't seem like. It wasn't a few miles, like he was able to hear the noises. They got to the mountain, to the camp pretty quick after he got down to the mountain. So what was the whole reason why he camped there? Chaim Shmulevitz says that to be able to gain a few extra minutes with Moshe Rabbeinu privately, he left for 40 days his family, just camping by the mountain for a chance for a few minutes with Moshe Rabbeinu. Every moment he would be able to have with his Rebbe privately was a chance of a lifetime for him. So it made him a nar. That's what made him like a childlike excitement. You guys just started yesterday these workout challenge. The idea that you are in yeshiva right now, again, I'm sure for the people with me as well, you don't understand what it means because you're kind of still you right now. You're not gone yet from it. But when you speak to people who are adults like we are, or even a year or two out of yeshiva, they dream. If only I could be, I still dream. I'm in yeshiva every single day. I dream to be a Talmud in yeshiva. I wish I could just sit and learn. No responsibilities. No one that needs anything from you right now. You just sit and you learn. Those opportunities that you have right now are so precious. And yet, how many of us are like sitting here like watching the clock? You know, oh my gosh, another day. You don't understand the gift that you have right now. You need to own your time. You have to be responsible and understand the gift that you were given. If you cared to be a dreamer, if you care enough to be someone who wishes for greatness, then you would appreciate how valuable each moment is. There was a recent, I forget the guy's name even, but he was a Redskins defensive tackle. Something Allen.
Jonathan Allen.
Some of you followed the recent...
He made a podcast.
So he was asked the following question, and it's not really related, but the point I want to share with you in a minute, what I took from this point. He was asked the following question. He was asked, you know, if you could have dinner, any of the people in the world, live or dead, who would they be? It's a cute, like, you know, I don't know, Shabbos table talk. But his answer made it very less cute and definitely not Shabbos table. His grandfather, that's nice. Michael Jackson, not sure why. Hitler. Hitler, they said, what? He said, yeah, Hitler, two reasons. Number one is that I love military, I'm a big military guy, and his strategies were great, I want to meet a great strategic person like Hitler. And also, I'm curious, why did he do what he did? Now, he took a lot of heat for that. A lot of heat where, you know, people said, Hitler, it's ridiculous, and he deleted the tweet afterwards. But fine, he did tshuva, I don't think he meant anything by it, hopefully not at least. But the question, I love the question. It's a question that you ask only someone who's like a dreamer. Who would you dream about having a meal with? Whenever I travel, I usually listen to like sports talk because I have nothing else to do on the radio. And you got these ridiculous people who call, like, why don't they trade? You know, they're talking to, not the GM, they're talking to some sports guy. I think they should trade this guy. Oh, it's a great idea. Who would you trade for? It's a ridiculous guy. But you know what it is? The people who are dreaming. As if their opinion actually mattered, which it doesn't. The dreamers. As naive and ridiculous, I appreciate what it means to be a dreamer. To wish that you had a say in this topic. To care enough to think about what it means. If you would trade this guy, play forward. Look at that. The best of the lineup would be like, you're so excited about, oh, that'd be a great guard to have. The guy's not going anywhere. There's no one trading for him anyways. What are you talking about? Because people dream about things they care about a lot. We said that Yaakov, when Yaakov was leaving his father's house, so he stopped on the way and he had a dream. In his dream, he saw angels going up and down the ladder. When he left 20 years later, from the house of Lavan, he also had a dream about cows and cattle. And according to Rav David Miller, I think he heard Sotheby's shop to me one time, maybe quoted Rav Yaakov Metzger, I think, if I remember correctly, Yaakov left when he started dreaming about animals. He's like, we're out of here. I've changed. My dreams became animals instead of angels. About financial well-being. But the animals to him, that was his wealth. Time to go. Time to leave. Dreams tell a lot about what we're thinking about in our lives. Yeshua ben Nun was a dreamer. And he dreamed of being Moshe Rabbeinu's right-hand man. He made that a reality. He spent his time setting up the tables and the chairs. And he dreamed of being a leader for Klal Yisrael. He became that in the end of the day. He was a leader. A person who has dreams, either he can actualize those dreams, or he changes those dreams. Yeshua ben Nun never, Yamush, he never changed his dreams. I challenge you guys to all go back to when you first came to Eretz Yisrael. What did you dream of? What were your hopes? It could be some of you have far surpassed those hopes. And you've changed unbelievably. And you're well past the dreams you have now. You have new dreams, greater dreams. But maybe some of you had dreams that you gave up on. Oh, I always thought I'd be able to, but I can't. Yeah, example, people always say to me, my goal is to learn a daf and learn myself without any help. Okay, yeah, good luck. After a year, this doesn't happen. Still trying to work on that myself. Shouldn't forget myself. A daf and gemara myself. But at least it was a dream you had. It was something you wished for yourself. What were your dreams coming in? Do you remember anymore? Read your essay. Go back. I'll find it for you. I'll print it out. You can look at yourself. Are you working on those dreams anymore, or did you give up? And if those dreams, you've accomplished them already, what's next? Dream bigger. Dream better. To be a leader. I don't mean the Jewish people. To be a leader of your own family. A dreamer is important. I spent that, just the last point, and I'll end. Just as I go recruiting, I get to think, my mind races a lot of things that I've noticed. I spent, some time in Maryland where I grew up. I mentioned that I think the most nights I ever slept in any one bed while I was recruiting was my bed. When I grew up, just now, I slept four nights there. I got there late Thursday. I was there Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night. I only went to recruit Friday and Sunday. And I left Monday morning on a train back to New York. But for 4 days I was there, I saw people that I have not seen in ages. But I saw people that I grew up with that are still in Maryland. And it was unbelievable watching them. They're life. They have their kids now in Maryland. We were kids, and now I see their kids. People that I haven't seen in 20-some-odd years, even. They just look a little older, but it's the same person. What were the dreams like? I was so curious. What were your dreams like? Did you do them? Maybe they did. I never dreamed in a million years that I would be a rabbi in Yeshiva. So trust me, it would have been called a nightmare for me in high school if I was the case. It would be a nightmare. I would be a rabbi living in Israel. It wasn't a thought. It was in my mind. But I wonder how many people's dreams of hopes that were great, good hopes to have, they just kind of like let go. I'll give you the following bracha. Number one, you should always be a dreamer. Like the Kruven word I mentioned before, and you're like a kid's face, be a child in your wishes, your dreams. And I give you the bracha that you should have the fortitude to never give up on your dream, no matter what people say about it. No matter when you have a fail and you struggle, don't ever give up on being a dreamer. And if you have that attitude, then why not you? Why can't you be that next leader? The picture of the Gedolim, why can't it be your picture also? I think it's important to at this point in time, we have a month until Purim. And Purim is the time we celebrate the unbelievable fate of Klal Yisrael. So what role do you want to be in that fate? You can't be an accountant. You can't. It's a very respectable job. And people need accountants. Izzy was an accountant for the piece I just heard, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. You can be anything. You can. But what about being a leader? Why don't you become a leader where people learn from you, grow from you? It's in every single person's hand. As long as you still are dreaming for it. Have a good Shabbos.